Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Deb Doherty, president of the Doherty Agency. I want to be rich and famous in the pictures, so how does this work? What do I need to do here today?
You need to get an agent.
Yeah?
Yes.
Can you help me with that?
Why, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
So really, how does it work? You know, if I maybe have done some things in theater and things like that, and I want to really transition, I'm serious about my career, I come knocking on your door, and what happens?
Knocking on our door. You come to one of our open calls, and you audition for us, and we like you, and then we sign you, and then your career takes off.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. It
Everybody
truly is.
Should be a star.
Everyone should.
Everyone
do it.
Is a star in a lot
Some
of ways.
People think, why aren't they afraid to do it? They should just come.
Well, that audition process, I think, is a little terrifying. Sometimes it can
really?
Be. Yeah. You know, when you're, you don't know what to expect, you know, you want to be thought of as pretty and talented and things like that. It can be a little intimidating, you know? But I have to imagine that behind that casting desk, you are brilliant and sunny and welcoming.
Well,
and,
we are.
And anything
so,
but
so
scary.
True. No, but actually, we want everybody that walks in to do a good job.
Right.
So, and I think that's where a lot of actors sort of get the wrong impression. They think that, you know, you're against them, but really we're kind of rooting for them. Mm. Like, as soon as they walk in, we're like, oh, wow, they've got a great look. I hope they can act.
Yeah. So do you cast for film, television, commercials, all everything?
Well, I think that's the mistake. We don't really cast.
Mm.
We are agents, so we represent the actors.
So you get people cast.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nifty. So
we are...
You are working for them.
We are, exactly. We're the sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
nifty.
We sell talent.
So what do you really look for then? Or how do you define talent?
That's a tough one. It's kind of, you know it when you see it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's the it factor.
It is the it factor. You know, it's like when you're shopping, you know, and you're going through the racks of clothes and you're like, ooh, I like that one.
Tell me about it.
It's the same thing with talent, you know? Like, you know it when you
well,
see it.
Well, then by my wardrobe, I think that I am an excellent agent for talent. I have chosen wisely and, you know, sometimes comedically. Judging by my wardrobe, but I like that analogy. I do. So do you have any advice then for somebody that is kind of coming into this a little fresh and, you know, might not have a lot of experience?
I think they should all just, you know, be themselves.
Mm.
You know, be who they truly are. Not, I mean, quit trying so hard. You know, just be real.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, I think that that's probably a lot of their first mistake is they try to be somebody who they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, just relax.
And it comes across on film, trying
Absolutely.
To, and I think
yeah.
that's a medium where you've got to be, I think, more real
yeah.
than anything.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been in a movie?
No.
Do you have any desire to be in the movies?
Absolutely not.
Now, as an agent, though, okay, then, well, let me
Absolutely
ask you this.
Not.
Who would you, now I know you don't do casting,
no.
but who would you
well,
maybe
well,
recommend?
But we do get a kick out of it. I mean, we don't really, you know, we're not truly casting, but
right.
we do behind the scenes, you know, cast in our office. You know?
Sure.
We, you know, when we get the breakdowns, we're like, okay, well, who'd be good for this and who'd be good for that? So in our own little minds, we're casting, you know, Jared and I are always like, oh, they'd be good for this and they'd be good for that. And then we, you know, we get our wins. And
there you go.
Yeah.
So who would be good to play Deb Doherty in a film or on television?
Louise, who? I think we went through this once.
Oh, really?
Definitely a comedian.
So it's on file upstairs.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad that
definitely be a comic.
Everybody here at the Doherty Agency is busy working on those important matters.
Yes.
You never know. Somebody might come and pitch a film to you, you know, the Deb Doherty story. But what is the Deb Doherty story?
I don't think it would be that interesting.
How did you get into this business?
I'm a very funny story. I sort of fell into it. I came home one summer from college and sort of, you know, started modeling a little bit, and then I started working at a photography studio, and then I loved that, and then I got into a TV commercial, and then I loved that, and then I started doing props, location. I sort of pretty much wore every hat in the industry. I think it was my curiosity, my seeking of knowledge, that got me sort of where I am today.
But I think you're being well-rounded.
I used to say it was my boredom. I would get bored with learning something. It was like, okay, done there, been there, done that. Okay, what next? I was like, always wanted to learn the next thing.
Well, I imagine that wearing all of those hats certainly aptly prepared you to be president of your own agency.
Yeah.
And serves you well.
Yeah, it does.
So if not for the Doherty Agency, what do you think you might be doing otherwise?
Next.
Maybe there's a second career in your future.
Well, perhaps there is. I don't know. What would I be doing otherwise? Probably producing.
Mm-hmm. So it's in the same field,
too.
So
you
are certainly, you know, meant for that, the entertainment industry. That's where you live.
There is a, I think there is like a creative thread. Not that I'm necessarily creative, but I do think that I can see the creatives. Mm. You know, I do think I have an eye for like, oh boy, that's good, they're good. And I do think I could put together a good creative team.
Well, that eye that you describe, I think in itself is a real talent. You know, I mean, do you find that talent, sometimes you really need to, you know, maybe to see something that might not be obvious at first, you know, or like, I don't know, have you ever been at like Arby's and said, hey, that guy behind the counter there, you know, he'd be good.
Oh, absolutely. I pluck people out of nowhere.
That's how
they
found
them. We do that all the time. I pluck people out of gyms.
Really?
Yes.
So when you hand them your card, say, I'm Deb Doherty with the Doherty Agency, do they ever look at you like, yeah, right, lady, whatever.
Yeah, she's a crazy lady, but.
But have those been some good finds?
There have been some good. I mean, we just signed a guy the other day, and I was like, I only signed him because he has a beard and tattoos all over.
Is that all it takes?
I will stop
shaving.
It made him interesting. And it's just like, I don't know if he really has any talent, but he truly has a great look. And I was like, well, you know.
And there's some quality to that. So that's
absolutely
what I mean. It really takes that discerning eye. Because, yeah, that's how they found Harrison Ford, I think. George Lucas saw him as a carpenter or something like that and said, hey, you know. And I didn't think stories like that still happened in show business. Like when you heard that.
What was the one that just happened the other day with it? And we were always joking about it here in the office with the little boy that was from like Scranton, PA, that some news reporter found.
Oh yeah, he said apparently over and over again. He was on Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. And he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show because he was just like so funny, you know. And the reporter saw how funny he was, you know, and she like kept the interview going. And he's like, apparently that is, and we're constantly talking out of the side of our mouth in the office now because he was such a hoot. And now he's done a TV commercial.
Oh, I'm sure he's got an agent, right?
I mean, he probably does. And we should have chased him at the time. We sort of missed our moment there. But it's like those sort of, you know, individuals that, you know, there's just something special about, you know, even that kid.
I think I overused the word fabulous. Does that count for anything? Are you interested? Are you buying?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Maybe you could make up another one.
I know.
Yeah, perhaps you could make up.
What are your favorite buzzwords? What do you go to?
I say a lot of, well, let's review.
As president of an agency, I'm sure you do.
It's kind of a condescending term.
No, that's a very wise and safe term, too. Yeah, I get it.
It's like, really? Let's go back to ground one.
So what, you know, in running an agency such as this, what do you find are your biggest challenges day in, day out?
I just sort of getting people from, you know, point A to point B. Again, let's review. Trying to get the talent, who actually do have talent, to get it. Because I don't think they get it. They don't get the fact that this is a business. And they don't get what their job is half the time. In my opinion, you know, because they get so wrapped up in themselves. And they forget, you know, that, you know, that this is a job. And they really forget the whole work ethic, in my opinion. That, you know, this is work and they've got a job to do. And they're not doing it. A lot of them are not. And that's why they're not succeeding.
You are a good agent. You are a tough agent.
Well, that's why we're picky.
No, we are.
I think we have a reputation for being picky, and that's why.
Because you know,
I don't have time.
Right, and the crossroads.
I've got a reputation, and I don't want some person who's not taking it seriously to hurt my reputation.
Bravo. Yeah, cheers to that,
Thank you. Thank you.
And to all of your success.
Chin chin.
These are very dry. It's how I like them. How do you like your martini? Are you a martini drinker?
I like it very dirty.
Oh, you like them dirty.
Yeah.
I just think there's, you know, there's not enough room in such a little glass for all that olive juice. So I just, you know, cut straight to the point.
And I like it with gorgonzola.
Oh, yeah. If you go to a restaurant where you get the olive stuff with gorgonzola. Oh.
And then they shake it, and then you've got the slivered ice chips.
When are we going out?
I don't know. And you know, I like the martinis, but I'm becoming a Manhattan girl.
That's
too.
My number two.
Is it?
Yes, when I need something a little sweeter than
straight booze.
Straight booze with a little vermouth. Right, yes.
A little more boozier.
Yeah. But no, I love the Manhattan, especially when it matches what I'm wearing.
Oh.
You know, if I'm ever in, like, you know, deep reds or something, I will coordinate with a Manhattan.
Well, there you go.
I just gave you a little trade secret there.
You did. See, my son just taught me, and I'm not very good at it, that you're supposed to be drinking your drink, not with the hand you shake with.
Ah, so you're free to shake?
Yes, so you're free to shake. Mm-hmm. But I can't hold a martini with my left hand. I've tried.
Well, see.
I'm not drink pedestrian.
I tell you what.
How would you say? Ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Drink pedestrous?
I get it. So listen, we can help each other out here, okay? You help me polish up my audition skills.
Okay.
And we're going to do, like, it's going to be like My Fair Lady.
Okay.
You know, we're going to have you walk with.
I'm shaking it. I can't really hold my drink with my left hand.
I think you're doing a fine job.
Okay,
I really do. I think maybe you're a little harsh on yourself. I think you're doing
sometimes
quite well. But
I'm just like
you you keep that reputation. And I've always felt that the nexus between art and business is kind of an interesting place. And I really feel that's a place where somebody like you thrives. But not all artists really make that connection, you know, because there's putting so much time and energy into making their art or honing their craft. A lot of times that business side of it eludes them. So I think they need somebody like you.
Right, they do. They do. To kind of almost, I think in a way, like sort of keep them on track.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with some artists that are true artists that are like so super crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know they're really good.
when
they're a little bit bipolar, it's like, oh yeah, they've got talent.
There's something about that though, isn't there?
There truly is. Oh yeah.
I think
there's the lazy ones, and then there's the ones that are a little bit twisted, and those are the ones that are really good.
I sometimes think you do need to be a little bit twisted in order to let everything go in front of a camera or an audience and just be completely 100% in the moment and real.
Oh, to just be that vulnerable.
Because acting is not just let's pretend. I mean, to actually get yourself to a point where you are real and spontaneous in that moment, that kind of goes against every human instinct that we have.
I've got so much respect for them. I mean, I could never. I mean, the actors that we represent are like, you know, truly, you know, I have so much respect for them. I just do. They're so good at what they do. They work on their craft. They're just damn good.
And there are plenty here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's some.
It's a neat place to be. Were you always in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Yeah, always here.
From here?
From here, yeah.
Where are you from?
Wexford.
Oh, yeah, nice
farm
place.
Farm girl, yeah, used to bale hay.
Well, back then, yeah, it was
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of, I mean,
right.
It's really grown up these last 10 years. But yeah, not too far from the city. I see a lot of, you know, film and television projects happening here right now. I mean, what do you attribute this to?
Well, they say it's the, you know, the geography of the city, which is true. But I also think it's, again, I think it's the work ethic of the people here. You know, everybody just kind of works hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the crews, like, bust ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not lazy. And I think that, you know, when the crews come in from Los Angeles and they work here, I think they see it. You know, so they're like, yeah, let's go back to Pittsburgh, you know? Like, you know, they'll get it done. Because they do. People here get it done.
Where do you think it's going from here? Are we going to see more of this in the future?
I certainly hope so, yeah.
So you keep all your actors employed and working,
right.
And things. And if you ever
right.
need a, you know, Noel Coward type.
Right. I absolutely
know. You know, to send out
right.
on, like, De Beers Diamond commercials or something like that. I mean, you know, you got my number. You just call. You know, one of my biggest fears is, I think, something that you touched on there is, you know, coming in and letting the nerves get a hold of you, you know, when you're in front of that audition. But that's why I always put this in a traveler.
One actress told me that what she always did was, as soon as she would walk into the audition room, she would try to tell herself that everybody in the room was her best friend.
Hmm.
Like, she would, like, give herself that mental picture. Okay, I'm going into the room. Everyone there is my best friend. And that would kind of give her that little more.
And, you know, that's not far off, because, again, yeah, everybody
well,
on that.
You're invited to the party.
Right.
You know, and that's true. Like, when you get called to the audition, you know, there's, you know, how many hundreds of people want that audition?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but you are one of, what, 25, 30, 40 people that got it? So, you know what? You're VIP already.
Yeah.
Yeah, be happy.
So I have to imagine that you do represent a lot of people, a lot of artists.
Yes.
How do you organize this? And, you know, how is the process as far as, you know, getting them the job?
You know, it's you know, it all comes down to, you know, how the industry throws it to us.
Mm.
And it's by age range. You know, every kind of breakdown comes in, you know, 20s to 30s, 40s to 50s. This is the type, you know, we need mom types, dad types, you know, burly types, you know, blue collar types. So you basically, as an actor, and I tell them this a lot, is you need to know your type.
Right.
You know, what type are you? So as long as you know your type and who you are and sort of how you're normally cast, then own your type.
Right.
But if you don't know your type, then that's a problem. And if an actor comes to me and says, I can be everything, that's bullshit. Because you can't, and I can't sell everything. So, you know, you fit into a category.
Right. Go for what you play,
you know,
to your strengths.
Play to your strengths,
yeah.
Right. And own it.
Right.
125%.
If
you know?
You've been an excellent pig farmer for 10 years, there's no sense in getting into ballet necessarily.
Right, right. And there's certain types that are, like, missing in the city.
What? Like what? What are we missing?
Well, you know what we're missing, which is really crazy? Blue-collar types.
You're kidding.
No. And doesn't that kill you? We're missing blue-collar, burly types in the city of Pittsburgh.
I think they're out
there. Actors,
so,
that are good actors.
Hmm.
We're missing them. We don't have them.
Well, I think
there's
just
not
like
enough. There's you, not enough.
Just
there's
like you've
enough.
Given your card to, you know, people at the gym when you've seen. I think we need to go down to, like, the mills and, you know,
well,
go on a little talent search.
Well, perhaps, you know. You know?
Can anybody here do Shakespeare on the spot?
Right,
anybody?
Right, right. Well, but really, you know, some real.
Well, I'm glad we're putting that out in the universe,
yeah,
you know, here on this episode
that.
Of Bird
Vivant.
So if
we
you
need...
are, if your collar is blue and
if
your talent is high.
If your collar is blue.
Call Deb.
Call Deb. Latins, Latinos, we need
oh,
Hispanics.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, there are other, I mean, this just all proves the point that you need, everybody can give it a shot.
Everybody,
you know?
Can give it a shot.
So do you right. find then that you're going out and seeking talent primarily, or talent is finding you through your open calls?
It's a little bit of both,
mm.
I would say. I right now feel the need to go out and find, but most of the time that I go out and do that, it's kind of difficult. I think the universe kind of like opens up. You can sort of find,
yeah.
I am truly a believer in that.
Doherty Agency should have like a personal ad seeking a blue collar Latino between the ages of who can act. I bet you get some responses and then be like, well, we're not romantically interested in you. We actually want to give you a job. Watch that take off. I bet you'll get more responses to that. Because that's kind of, because first dates are kind of like an audition too, aren't they?
Well, they are. And you know what? I say that, I always say this to the actors, is that, you know, a relationship between an actor and an agent, it's like we're dating.
Mm.
You know, and it's a relationship, and we have to communicate, and we have to keep the lines of communication open.
So, in other words, you've never paid for dinner.
No,
in all these years.
Yeah, exactly, I never paid for dinner, and you have to tell me everything, and I tell you nothing.
Wow, that's the kind of gal she is, boys.
And you're not allowed to cheat on me.
Oh,
absolutely.
Very good.
No, it's exclusive.
It is like a relationship.
Oh, we're totally
isn't
exclusive.
It?
Yes,
wow.
yes. It's exclusive. So, you're under contract.
Right. So then, yeah. I mean, that's part of it, too. Then when you do join with, you
right.
know, this agency represents you, and that
right.
Is an agreement.
Right.
So.
And you're not allowed to trust anybody but me. And, you know, that's just the way it is.
But you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, and I'm honest.
That's good.
I'm one of the honest
I
ones.
Think this business needs that, certainly.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we're honest. And believe it or not, just believe it.
Just believe it.
Just believe it. I've been here too long. I've been doing it too long. But, you know, I wouldn't still be here.
How do you think, I mean, why not L.A. or New York for you?
You know what? I don't really like L.A. You know how, like, you go to a place and you get, like, a vibe?
Yeah.
L.A. didn't give me that vibe. New York gave me that vibe.
That you liked it?
Oh, yeah. I go to New York, it's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So, L.A., not so much.
And neither one of them are Pittsburgh. By a stretch.
Yeah.
We're pretty unique here.
We are.
I love it. You know, I kind of feel the same.
And I'm loving it more and more. Pittsburgh is like just becoming like more and more cool.
It's cool
and
to be here.
It's so cool to be here. And like every other week, a new restaurant's opening up, a new bar is opening up for
cheers,
like a new fantastic cocktail.
Where do you like to go? Where are some of your favorite restaurants in town?
Oh, Butcher in the Rye.
I love
Warrensville's got some great places.
Yeah.
I just, any kind of new place that's opening up, I'm like, ooh, let's go try this.
And scope out those waiters and waitresses for, you know.
Well, yes, yeah, always.
See how they're holding their martinis when they deliver
right,
it.
Right, right. I love Big Burrito. I'm always filled up, you know. Shady side all the time.
What do you feel have been some of your greatest successes in this business so far? Either a terrific find or
well, we have had some, you know, Joe Meganello, you know, used to be with us when he was in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he used to model for us and do fashion shows and dress up as Captain Morgan and do bar promos for us for for Captain Morgan rum.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
Exactly. So Joe Meganello was with us for a long time. And Zach Quinto was with us.
Oh, great.
Since he was a little kid.
Do they keep in touch?
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
A little bit. You know, from time to time. I mean, they're busy, you know.
I suppose.
Yeah, they're busy, but they remember me. They remember me.
Who could forget?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, really, who could forget?
I'm not making any money on them anymore.
Ah, well, yeah. But you can sit here and talk about it.
I can sit here and
brag
talk
about it.
They're not going to deny knowing me.
Right. And if they do, you'll find
I
them.
I have proof. I still have their pictures. I save everything. I'm like their mother. I could pull it out.
So, you know, you mentioned modeling, too. So you do represent models.
Yes.
So where does talent come into play, then, with modeling? Or does it just simply have to do
oh,
what
no,
you look
no.
like?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh. Talent come into, you mean do we get
to
actors?
To modeling, as far as, you know, models versus actors, you know, when it comes to models, where does talent come into play? Or is it simply how you look when you're a model?
I'm confused. So can a model do acting or can an actor?
Well, what kind of talent do you look for when it comes to bringing a model in? Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. No, let's. It's good to
watch what I'm going to
Let's review.
Let's review. Exactly.
She's telling the truth.
Oh, my gosh. There's my blonde streak.
But no, because, you know, with actors, there's so much focus on talent. Of course, what they look like, too.
Right, right.
But when it comes to modeling.
Yes.
is it strictly about the appearance in the face and in the body, or is there some sort of talent that you're looking for there as well? Or is it so just as simple as being skin deep?
Well, you know, if they could act, that would be fantastic.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. But
so do you then have actors who are models?
Yes.
And models who are actors.
Yeah, that we try to move them over. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. There's actually a little group right now that we're trying to hone in to be more like, I would say, I want to call them like brand ambassadors, so to speak, more like spokeswomen.
Of the agency?
From the models. The model types that we're trying to make them more, not necessarily theatrical actresses,
sure,
but
sure.
more hostesses.
Oh.
You know, selling products. So it's not like they need big stage presence, but,
sort of a,
you know, they can sell
that QVC sort of.
Exactly, exactly, right.
I always thought that, you know, this is ridiculous what I'm going to share with you. My mother used to watch QVC a lot, and my grandmother watched it every day. And my mother, when I was little, she always says, you know what, that would be a good job for you, Brian Edward, to be on QVC and
you
be one of those.
You know how much money they make?
I bet it's a lot.
They make $100,000 a year.
But I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could do that day in and day out. You know, here's a cubic zirconia pizza, that you whatever, like brooch. I think I would go insane. I think I would, and I being able to have to keep it clean and PC, you know.
Right.
But that's not to say if you know you want to get me a QVC gig.
Right. You might have to move to another city.
They do that in Pennsylvania. I think they're headquartered in
Philadelphia,
or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because my mother went to their headquarters. It was a big like mecca for her.
Did they do a tour?
Yeah. It made her year, you know. She sent me a picture of her in front of the QVC sign.
That's
I was like,
fantastic.
Oh my God.
Right.
After all these years, I'm glad you made it to Mecca,
good.
To Shangri-La.
But so, you know, that's a whole like niche, you know. So if some people don't want to do the whole theatrical, you know, pour their heart and soul out, you know, they can do it to a point. Because I think some actors, you know, will want to take it to a point, you know, like there's actors that, you know, I think will go so far as to just be commercial actors and, you know, won't go into film, which is fine, you know, but some actors, you know, that are say like go so far as to becoming commercial actors and they say, hey, I want to do film. It's just like, well, get your ass on a stage.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you're never going to get on a film until you do your work and get yourself on a stage.
So
until you do that, forget it. You know, you're never going to be considered. Do the work. You're not going to be taken seriously because you haven't, you know, you haven't paid your dues.
So then I would have to guess that you do appreciate actors who have theater experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And is it a challenge then if, you know, one of your actors says, well, I only want to do film, I don't want to do commercials. I mean, I would have to guess that limits you a little bit. But, hey, if that's
the way it is, but it will be very funny if that comment comes from somebody who has absolutely no theater experience. Because then I will just laugh out loud. Because that will be, let's review.
Right.
That'll be a comment like, I don't know where that's coming from, and you are in La La Land.
I think that's going
to
be the
time
title.
To take your medication.
The title.
What are you talking about?
That's going to be the title of your book, Let's Review.
Let's Review.
So let's review. Your door is open. You're looking for talent.
We're always looking for talent. Yeah, our door is always open. Yes.
And there's nothing to be afraid of, especially if you're a blue-collar Latino in Pittsburgh. We need you.
We need you. Desperately, yes. Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. I would say just go for it. You know, especially if you want to be an actor. You know, if you're afraid, then maybe you don't really want to be an actor.
So
because you always have to go for it.
Do we hop onto your website? Do we? Because you said you have open calls where you see a lot of.
Your best thing is to show up at an open call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then to get info about those.
First
Tuesdays of every month.
Yep.
Every month you
every
do this.
Every month, 3:30 to 4:30.
Wow.
First Tuesdays.
Is it like crazy?
It's crazy.
Oh.
Like at the very door. Yeah. It's crazy. And we give you cold coffee and you do a cold read. And
I'm going to come down just to see what it's like.
Oh, you should come. We should
observer.
Do an episode of you at an open call. But you'd
that
have to have everybody
a good
sign
idea.
At least.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But it's interesting. It's fun.
Oh, good.
It's lots of fun. But
well, we'll send them your way. And the next time, you know, I'm at Arby's, which is more often than it should be, I'll be like, hey, you want to be in pictures?
You want to be in pictures. You want to be in pictures, baby.
Call Tim Doherty.
Come on down. Yeah.
I think everybody should.
I think they you know, just, you know, check it off your bucket list. Hey,
right.
I tried.
You did it.
Right. And some people, which I kind of feel bad about, some people that come in, you know, they'll get a rejection from us, and I wish we had the time to sort of say, you know, there are a few people that I'll pick up the phone and say, hey, you were really close, you know, but go take some acting classes mm-hmm. and then come back again, because you know.
So a no is not a definite no. A no, right? I mean, it doesn't mean don't ever do this again. It's just not right now.
Not right now.
So don't take that too harsh.
Yeah, no, don't take it too harsh.
Yeah, it's a tough business because the product that you're selling is yourself. It's tough not to take things like that personally. But, you know, when you consider, you know, the amount of, you know, talent that you're getting in and looking for, you kind of have to look at it that way. You know, no doesn't mean never.
Right, no, never means never. Yeah. Right, there's talent right now. The upstairs, a girl currently, a model that I'm booking that I think we rejected her twice, and right now she's booking out the wingway.
Perseverance pays.
Exactly. Yeah. we didn't book her before, and now she's.
I might not sign to book out the wingway.
Right. I know, because that might hurt.
And on that, I salute you, dear.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for chatting today.
Okay.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.